peter.dk.
Og hun skrev den her e-mail til peter.dk.
It's not my email address.
Og det er altså ikke min e-mailadresse.
Not at all.
Overhovedet ikke.
And in the email she wrote,
og så i e-mailen så skrev hun,
if you're the right Peter,
hvis du er den rigtige Peter,
you work at the International Apostolic Bible College,
så arbejder du på International Apostolisk Bibelskole,
and you've got 6 children,
og så har du 6 børn,
and you were my teacher,
og så var du min lærer.
And this email went all over Denmark.
Og den her e-mail har været ud over hele Danmark.
To different people.
Til forskellige mennesker.
With the name Peter.
Som har hed Peter.
And it eventually got to me.
Og endelig så kom den
different
så til mig.
People write, do you know this guy? Eventually,
og forskellige har skrevet til hinanden. Kender du ham her? Kender du ham
her? It went to Ben Christiansen.
Og så endelig kom den til Ben Christiansen.
And then he sent it to me.
Og så sendte han den videre til mig.
Do you know anything about this?
Ved du noget om det her?
So I wrote back to the person.
Så jeg skrev tilbage til personen.
And I said, it's me.
Og jeg sagde, ja, nu er det mig. Hvem er du så?
And she said, and it was a student called Jamie.
Og så sagde hun, at det var en elev, som hed Jamie.
She said, I just wanted you to know.
Og så sagde hun, jeg ville bare, at du skulle vide, at jeg var ude at surfe på nettet.
And I found this church in Aarhus.
Og så fandt jeg den her menighed i Aarhus.
And I heard the message that you preached there.
Og så hørte jeg det budskab, du havde prædiket der.
Really,
og det hjalp mig virkelig.
So in the United States,
så i USA, så stiller de altså ind for de ting, I lægger på jeres hjemmeside her i kirken.
I didn't know you were doing that.
Det vidste jeg ikke, at I gjorde.
Sending my messages all around the world.
Sender jeg mine budskaber ud i hele verden.
Is that interesting?
Er det ikke interessant?
True story.
Sand historie.
So I'm going to be much more careful now.
Så nu skal jeg passe på, hvad jeg siger her jo.
I'm going to have to say nice things about the Americans.
Nu bliver jeg nødt til at sige pæne ting om amerikanerne i mine budskaber. Faktisk skal jeg være meget omhyggelig, fordi vi har elever ud over hele verden.
The Americans can log in.
Så hvis amerikanerne kan logge sig ind på det,
who can log in.
Jamen hvem kan så ikke gøre det?
So, anyone listening to this message,
så hvis der er nogen, der lytter til dette budskab,
who's not in Denmark,
som ikke er i Danmark,
we bless you in
vi velsigner jer i Jesu navn.
We bless your nation.
Og vi velsigner dit land.
Oh, isn't the Lord good?
Er han ikke god?
You know, I have that kind of feeling, you know, God's watching. You know, that kind of feeling.
Kender jeg havde den der fornemmelse, at Gud han lytter eller ser efter. Kender I det?
It's one thing to come to a church and preach to a group of people.
Det er en ting at komme til en menighed og prædike til en gruppe mennesker. Men så pludselig opdager man egentlig så står til ansvar for det budskab alle mulige andre steder.
Oh well, that's how it works.
Sådan er det jo.
I have a conviction to speak to you this morning about leadership.
Ja, overbevist om, at jeg skal tale til jer om lederskab her til morgen. Og jeg vil gerne tale om tre ydre kvaliteter og tre indre kvaliteter. Og bare for at I lige ved, hvordan det her fungerer for mig, jeg tror, jeg har delt det før, men lad mig lige se det igen. Jeg beder, og jeg forbereder mig. Og jeg forbereder mig meget. Folk tror, at fordi jeg bare taler og ikke bruger mine notater så meget, eller måske slet ikke bruger notater,
don't let that fool you.
Så skal I ikke lade jer snyde af det.
I do a lot of preparation.
Jeg forbereder mig rigtig meget.
I spend a lot of time just, okay, we've got to change your battery.
Vi skal skifte batteri.
So for those of you who are listening in America,
så for dem af jer, som lytter i USA,
it's a little hold up now.
Så er der nu en lille pause.
Don't worry, don't turn off your machine.
I skal ikke slukke for computeren.
Okay, we're back on here.
Så er vi tilbage.
But having prepared,
men når jeg så har forberedt mig, så giver jeg det til Gud og siger, Gud, det er det, jeg føler for. Er det okay med dig? Og så nogle gange dagen efter, så siger han, nej, jeg har et nyt budskab til
dig.
Og det er en af de her dage.
And sometimes he does it when I get up to the pulpit.
Og nogle gange så gør han det, når jeg kommer op til talerstolen.
That's only happened about 4 or 5 times.
Men det er kun sket 4-5 gange.
That's really nerve-wracking.
Det er virkelig til at gøre en til et nervevrag.
Unless it automatically goes off. Okay, it does. Okay, we're on again.
Sorry for you.
Okay. So So this message came as I woke up this morning. I literally woke up and boom, 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 boom.
Det her budskab, det var helt bogstaveligt, sådan at jeg vågnede op her til morgen, og så kom boom, 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 boom.
I had to find a pen and paper really quickly.
Og så blev jeg nødt til at hurtigt finde papir og blyant.
To write down these six things.
For at få skrevet de her seks ting ned.
Now of course, when things come to me suddenly.
Og selvfølgelig når tingene kommer pludseligt til mig.
When they come like that by revelation.
Når de kommer sådan.
Often they come because something has been percolating for a long time.
Så kommer de ofte, fordi der er noget, der sådan har rumsteret i lang tid.
You know, things that you put on the back burner.
Nogle ting, som sådan ligesom er på efterbrænder.
And then suddenly it's ready.
Og så pludselig så er det klar.
Well, this is one of those times.
Og det her, det er altså et af de tidspunkter.
As most of you know, I teach on a leadership training program.
Som de fleste af jer ved, så underviser jeg på lederskolen i Kolding.
We're into our sixth year of doing that program.
Og vi er nu på sjette år med det program.
And roughly every year, between 20 and 30 students come on the program.
Og hver år kommer der en 20-30 nye elever på skolen.
We actually have got 30 this year.
Og i år har vi 30 elever.
From a number of different nations.
Fra forskellige nationer.
And we just did an interview with every single one of the students.
Og vi har lige lavet et interview med hver eneste elev.
And we calculated this.
Og så beregnede vi.
That of the 30 students who have come onto this leadership training program.
Ud af de her 30, som er kommet på lederskolen.
80% of them.
Så 80% af dem.
Have had bad experiences with leadership.
Har haft dårlige erfaringer med lederskab.
80%.
80%.
20% can say most of my experience has been really good, really positive.
20% af dem kan sige, de fleste af mine erfaringer har været virkelig gode og virkelig positive.
But 80% say it's been really mixed.
Det har været blandet fornøjelse.
And a lot of it has been negative.
Og meget af det har været negativt.
And so what I want to do is share some things about leadership this morning.
Så det jeg kunne tænke mig at gøre er at dele nogle ting om lederskab her.
That I hope is going to address those kinds of issues.
Som jeg håber vil ramme ind i nogle af de spørgsmål.
Because at the end of the day,
fordi når alt kommer til alt,
the most familiar model used in the Bible to describe leadership.
Så er den mest kendte model, som er beskrevet i Bibelen angående lederskab.
Is that of a shepherd.
Er hyrdemodel.
It is the most powerful model used throughout the Bible.
Det er den mest kraftfulde model, som bruges i Bibelen.
Even Moses, whose primary ministry is that of a prophet.
Selv Moses, hvis hovedtjeneste er at være profet.
Where God, when he rebukes Aaron and Miriam,
Gud, når han siger noget kraftigt til
and he says,
Aaron og Miriam her,
I know you two are prophets,
så siger han, jeg ved, at I to er profeter.
But when I speak to you, it's in a dream or a vision or a dark saying.
Men når jeg taler til jer, så er det som en drøm eller et syn.
Not so with my servant Moses.
Men sådan er det ikke med min tjener Moses.
I speak to him face to face.
Han taler ansigt til ansigt.
He had a different level of prophetic ministry to Aaron and Miriam.
Han havde et andet niveau af profetisk tjeneste end Aaron og Miriam havde.
Nevertheless,
men ikke desto mindre,
the word is often used to describe what he does.
Det ord, der ofte bruges om at beskrive det, han gør,
is the word shepherd.
Er ordet hyrde.
He was a shepherd of Israel.
Han var Israels hyrde.
If we take David,
hvis vi tager David.
David is primarily a king.
Så er David hovedsagelig konge.
And in the book of Proverbs, the king has total authority.
Og i Ordsprogenes bog kan vi se, at kongen har fuldstændig autoritet.
He's able to command who should live and who should die.
Han kan befale, hvem der skal leve, hvem der
skal dø. He dispenses justice.
Det er ham, der deler retfærdigheden ud.
Yet nevertheless,
men ikke desto mindre,
in Psalm 78,
så står der i Psalm 87,
it's described of David that he shepherded Israel.
At han var hyrde for Israel, vogtede Israel.
According to the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his
efter sit hjertes renhed og efter sin hænders evne.
And in the New Testament,
og i det nye testamente,
we have Jesus.
Så har vi Jesus.
And he describes himself.
Og han beskriver sig selv
as the good shepherd.
Som den gode hyrde.
In John chapter 10.
I Johannes 10.
He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep.
Han er den gode hyrde, som lægger sit liv eller sætter sit liv til for
sheep. So the call to leadership,
så kaldet til lederskab,
is a call to lay down our life for the sheep.
Er et kald til at lægge vores liv ned for får.
How many want to be in leadership now?
Hvor mange vil nu gerne være i lederskab?
You see, unless the call of God comes to you,
se, men mindre Guds kald kommer til dig,
nobody in their right mind would want that job.
Så er der ingen ved deres fulde fem, der vil ønske det job.
You see, if you look at any other career,
hvis du ser på enhver anden karriere,
there's lots of advantages.
Så er der mange fordele.
You can be a doctor.
Du kan være læge.
You can be a lawyer.
Du kan være advokat.
You can be a dentist.
Du kan være tandlæge.
You can be an architect.
Du kan være arkitekt.
And you can see a lot of advantages in those careers.
Og du kan se en masse fordele ved den karriere.
There's the advantage of status.
Der er status.
Of money.
Af penge.
Of often having an impact in the community.
Og ofte også en indflydelse i samfundet.
But who would apply for a job?
Men hvem vil ansøge om et job?
Where the main criteria,
hvor hovedkriteriet,
is being willing to die for others.
Er, du skal være villig til at dø for andre.
Which the call to leadership, the call to be a shepherd, is.
Som kaldet til lederskab og kaldet til at være hyrde i virkeligheden er.
And it's not as though it's confined simply to Jesus.
Og det er ikke sådan, at det er begrænset kun til Jesus.
Because when Jesus challenges Peter,
fordi når Jesus udfordrer Peter.
In John chapter 21,
Johannes 21,
the challenge is,
så er udfordringen,
feed my sheep.
Giv mad til mine får.
Do you love me?
Elsker du mig?
Feed my sheep.
Så giv føde til mine får.
And it is because of our love for Jesus,
og det er på grund af vores kærlighed til Jesus,
that it is possible to feed, to give, and to lay down our lives for others.
At det er muligt at give mad, at give, at lægge vores liv ned for andre.
It's not something that comes naturally to the human heart.
Det er ikke sådan noget, der kommer naturligt til menneskehjertet.
It is something that is part of the regenerated heart.
Det er noget, som er en del af det genfødte hjerte.
You see, the human heart in its unregenerate state is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9
says. Jeremiah 17:9 siger, at det menneskelige hjerte er fyldt af svig og
but the heart of God is fundamentally different.
Men Guds hjerte er fundamentalt anderledes.
The heart of God is self-giving.
Guds hjerte er noget, der giver.
And in 1 Peter chapter 5,
og i 1. Peter 5,
it is the Apostle Peter,
så det er Apostlen Peter,
who will challenge other leaders,
som udfordrer andre ledere,
about what true leadership is,
om hvad sand lederskab er.
And he says, when you do this job, don't do it for the money.
Når I gør det her, skal I gøre det for penge.
Don't do it because somebody is twisting your arm behind your back and saying, but you need to do it.
Gør det ikke fordi, at nogen vrider armen rundt på dig og siger, du må gøre det her.
He says, do it willingly.
Altså, gør det villigt.
And do it in a way,
og gør det på en måde,
that builds up the sheep.
Som opbygger foran.
Now, I'm not going to turn to any of those texts.
Jeg skal ikke beskæftige mig med nogen af
de
tekster.
But I'm going to suggest to you,
men jeg vil foreslå jer,
three outward qualities, three inward qualities.
Tre ydre og tre indre kvaliteter.
If you like, qualities of head and heart.
Om man vil kvaliteter i hovedet og hjertet.
That I believe leadership needs to demonstrate.
Som jeg tror, at lederskab må fremvise.
Here's the first three.
Her er de første tre.
The sort of outward things.
De ydre.
And I call everything is a C in English today.
For English i dag så er C starter.
I don't know how that's going to translate
into Danish. Det ved jeg overhovedet ikke, hvordan det oversættes til dansk.
I know that in English, when you do things, when you use alliteration, it becomes easy to remember.
Men hvert fald på engelsk, når du sådan bruger det første samlede forbogstav, så bliver det jo lettere at huske.
So I'm a great believer in making things easy.
Og jeg er stor tilhænger af at gøre tingene let.
But here are the three words I want to focus on.
Men her er de tre ord, vi nu skal beskæftige os med.
Courage.
Mod.
Conviction,
overbevisning,
and clarity.
Og klarhed.
Courage,
mod,
conviction,
overbevisning,
and clarity.
Og klarhed.
You see, when God calls Joshua,
når Gud han kalder Joshua,
in Joshua chapter 1,
i Joshua kapitel 1,
three times he says to him,
så siger han tre gange til ham,
be courageous.
Vær modig eller frimodig.
Be courageous.
Vær modig.
It's very, very interesting.
Og det er meget interessant.
What would be the first thing you would say to a leader?
Hvad vil være det første, du vil sige til en leder?
You see, Joshua is going to have to step into the shoes of Moses.
Joshua, han bliver nødt til nu at komme ind og fylde Moses' sko.
That's a little intimidating.
Det er lidt skræmmende.
That's a little frightening.
Det er en lille smule frygtindgydende.
You see, often we become fearful because of the shadow of other leaders that we walk in.
Og ofte så bliver vi bange på grund af skyggen fra de andre ledere.
We're often comparing ourselves to them.
Ofte sammenligner vi os med dem.
We're often overwhelmed by how the impact of their ministry.
Ofte vi overvældet af den indflydelse deres tjeneste.
And then we look at ourselves.
Og så ser vi på os selv.
And we say, who am I?
Og så siger vi, hvem er jeg?
Now many men of God did that.
Det er mange gudsmænd, der har gjort.
And even Moses did it at the beginning of his ministry.
Og selv Moses gjorde det i begyndelsen af sin tjeneste.
He tried to convince the Lord he got the wrong man.
Han prøvede overbevise at Gud om, du har fået fat i den forkerte.
But I like what the Lord said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1.
Men jeg kan godt lide det, at det Herren siger til Jeremias.
Before you were born,
før du blev født,
I knew you.
Kendte jeg.
Before you were born,
før du blev født,
I knew you.
Kendte jeg.
You see, God's knowledge of us,
Guds kendskab til os,
is the basis of his choosing us.
Er grundlaget for hans udvælgelse.
And because he knows,
og fordi han kender,
better than we know,
bedre end vi kender,
he doesn't make mistakes.
Så laver han ikke fejl.
You see, Jeremiah said to the Lord,
Jeremiah siger til Herren,
Ah, Lord,
oh, Herre,
I'm a child,
jeg er bare et barn,
and I cannot speak.
Og jeg kan ikke se.
And you know what the Lord said?
Og ved du, hvad han siger?
Do not say, I am a child or I'm a youth.
Sig ikke, jeg er et barn, eller sig ikke, jeg er ung.
Don't say it.
Sig det ikke.
You have to change your confession, Jeremiah.
Du er nødt til at forandre din bekendelse.
You have to align what you think of yourself.
Du er nødt til at sætte det, du mener om dig selv.
And what you say about yourself.
Og det, du siger om dig selv.
In line with how I see you.
På linje med det, som jeg siger.
And what I say.
Og det, jeg siger om dig.
And then he touches his mouth and he says, I put my words in your mouth.
Så berører han hans mund og siger, jeg har lagt mine
ord i din. Same thing to Jeremiah.
Og han siger det samme til Jeremias.
Don't be afraid.
Vær ikke bange.
Because I have ordained you.
Fordi jeg har indsat dig.
And I've given you authority. I have set you over kingdoms.
Og jeg har givet dig autoritet. Jeg har sat dig over riger.
That's how he begins with his servant.
Sådan begynder han.
Every servant of God.
Hver eneste Guds tjener.
Has to begin by dealing with this issue.
Må begynde at gøre noget ved det her spørgsmål.
They have to be courageous.
De bliver nødt til at være modige.
God sees our potential.
Gud ser vores potentiale.
He sees what we can become.
Han ser hvad vi kan blive.
And therefore he speaks out of that understanding.
Og derfor taler han ud fra den forståelse.
But all we are conscious of
when, det, vi er opmærksom
when
det,
God calls us,
når Gud kalder os,
is our insecurity
er vores usikkerhed,
and our fear
og vores frygt,
the greatness of the task
og opgavens storhed.
And we have to remind ourselves
og så må vi minde os selv,
that we need a divine perspective.
Om at vi har brug for et guddommeligt perspektiv.
So God says,
det er Gud siger.
Be courageous.
Vær modig.
Now when in the three times that God speaks this to Joshua.
De tre gange hvor Gud han taler det her til Joshua.
He highlights three things.
Så der tre forskellige ting han fremhæver.
The first thing he highlights is his purpose.
Det første han fremhæver er formålet.
The second thing he highlights are his promises.
Og det andet han fremhæver er løfterne.
And the third thing he highlights is his presence.
Og det tredje han fremhæver er hans nærvær.
The purpose is,
formålet er,
you will go in and divide this land to the children of Israel.
Og dele det her land og give det til Israels børn.
Be strong and courageous.
Så vær stærk og frimodig.
There is a purpose that you've been called to.
Der er et formål du er kaldet til.
Get on and do it.
Så kom ud og gå i gang med det.
The promises,
løftet er,
are this.
Det her.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
Den her lov skal ikke vige fra din mund.
But you'll meditate upon it day and night.
Du skal grunde over den dag og nat.
Then you're going to have good success.
Og så vil du få succes.
The success comes,
succesen kommer,
by continuing in the promises that God has made.
Ved at fortsætte i de løfter Gud har givet.
If we don't continue in the promises,
hvis ikke vi fortsætter i løfterne,
we often get overwhelmed.
Så vi ofte overvældet
with fear.
Af frygt.
But the promises of God stand sure. And then finally,
og endelig,
he promises his presence.
Så lover han sit nærvær.
As I was with Moses,
som jeg var med Moses,
so I'm going to be with you.
Jeg er også med dig.
I'm not going to leave you.
Jeg vil ikke forlade dig.
I'm not going to forsake you.
Jeg vil ikke svigte dig.
I'm right there.
Jeg er lige der.
Be strong and courageous.
Vær stærk og modig.
It's very beautiful.
Det er smukt.
And we need to have courage as leaders.
Og vi må som ledere have mod.
The task, as we look at it, is often overwhelming.
Opgaven, når vi ser på den, så er den ofte overvældende.
And as we look at our own development,
og når vi ser på vores egen udvikling,
we can feel overwhelmed.
Så kan vi føle os overvældet.
But we need courage.
Men vi har brug for mod.
Here's how I understand the word courage.
Og her er hvordan jeg forstår ordet mod.
It is not the absence of fear.
Det er ikke at frygten er væk.
Rather, it is that we put a greater value
Det er snarere, at vi lægger større værdi
on the claims of truth
på sandhedens krav
than we do on our own feeling.
End vi gør på vores egne følelser.
We put a greater value on the claims of truth.
Vi tillægger mere værdi til sandhedens påstande
than on our own fear.
End vores egne følelser.
You see, as a leader,
som leder,
sometimes we're called to do and say things
er vi nogle gange kaldet til at sige og gøre ting,
that we don't particularly want to do or
som vi ikke specielt har lyst til at gøre eller sige.
I remember at one time in my own ministry,
jeg kan huske på et tidspunkt i min egen tjeneste,
a very good friend of mine,
hvor der var en af mine rigtig gode venner,
fell into sin,
som faldt i synd.
And I agonized over this.
Jeg var i smerte over det.
Because as a leader, I knew I had to publicly rebuke and deal with this.
Fordi som leder vidste jeg, at jeg offentligt måtte irettesætte det og gøre noget.
But everything in me,
men alt i mig,
did not want to do that.
Ønskede ikke at gøre det.
But I felt that the claims of truth,
men jeg følte, at sandhedens påstand,
required it of me.
Krævede det.
I felt in the long term it would be healing for him.
Og jeg følte, at i det lange løb ville det være medvirkende til helbredelse for ham.
And it would be healing for the church.
Og helbredelse for mig.
And not to do it,
og at ikke at gøre det,
would have left all kinds of undercurrents,
ville have efterladt alle mulige understrømme, sår,
pain,
smerte,
and gossip.
Og sløret.
And so I did.
So he got it.
I told him what I was going to do.
Jeg fortalte ham, hvad det var,
I told him what I felt was going to be needed.
Jeg fortalte ham, hvad jeg regnede med, der skulle ske.
And it was very difficult.
Og det var virkelig svært.
It took courage to face him.
Det krævede mod at se ham i øjnene.
It took more courage to face his wife.
Det krævede mere mod at se hans kone i øjnene.
And it took courage to face the church.
Og det krævede mod at se menigheden i øjnene.
But I can honestly say that real healing came out of it.
Men jeg kan helt ærligt sige, at der kom virkelig lægedom ud af det.
You see, leadership is not choosing the easy option.
Lederskab handler ikke om at vælge de lette udveje.
But leadership is courageously doing the right thing.
Lederskab handler om modigt at gøre de rigtige ting.
Now, the other two things that come along with being courageous.
De andre to ting, som kommer sammen med det at være modig.
Are these words conviction?
Er ordene overbevisning.
And clarity.
Og klarhed.
It is not enough to be a courageous leader.
Det er ikke nok at være en modig leder.
You need to be a leader of conviction.
Du bliver nødt til at være en leder med overbevisning.
Conviction is what I call the inward no-so.
Overbevisning er det, jeg kalder den indre.
It is,
jeg ved det.
It is the this is right, this is wrong.
Det er rigtigt, det er forkert.
That's conviction.
Det er overbevisning.
It is I believe that God wants us to go in this direction.
Yeah, jeg tror, at Gud ønsker os at gå i den her vej.
It is the Joshua,
det er den Josua,
who stands there,
som står der,
overlooking Jericho,
og ser på Jericho,
and the Lord comes with a prophetic word,
og han kommer med et profetisk ord,
about how to take the city,
om hvordan han skal indtage byen,
and he moves in conviction,
og så bevæger han sig med overbevisning,
and he says to the armies of Israel,
og han siger til Israels hær,
we're going to march around the city,
nu marcherer vi rundt om byen.
Can you imagine all the generals and captains listening to Joshua when he says this?
Kan I forestille jer generalerne og kaptajnerne, der lytter til Joshua, når han siger det her?
And they say yes, and then we're going to fight.
Siger, yes, og så skal vi hen og kæmpe.
And he says no.
Og så siger nej.
Then we're going to do exactly the same thing the next day.
Så gør vi det samme dagen efter.
And then the general saying yes.
Og så siger generalen,
and then yes, we're going to fight.
Og så kæmper vi.
And Joshua says no.
Og så siger Joshua, nej.
Then we're going to do that for another 6 days, 5 days after that.
6 days, ja. Yeah.
And then they're looking at him and saying,
de
and then we're going to fight.
Og så skal vi kæmpe.
And he says, no.
Yeah,
on the last day,
den sidste
we're going to walk around 7 more times.
7 gange rundt om.
And the generals say, and then I suppose the walls are just going to go tumbling down all on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joshua said, yes, exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. And then we're going to fight.
Det lige præcis det, der sker. Og så kæmper vi.
Now, if you imagine yourself as a general hearing that for the first time, it sounds crazy.
Der selv som general, der står og lytter på det her første gang, så
lyder det sounds ridiculous.
Det lyder latterligt.
And Joshua has to stand there,
og Joshua må stå der,
and say,
og sige,
I have had a word from God.
Jeg har et ord fra Gud.
I've had a word from God.
Jeg har fået et ord fra Gud.
This is the strategy.
Det her, det er strategien.
He's called me to lead.
Han har kaldet mig
til
lede.
He has spoken to me.
Han har talt til mig.
That's conviction.
Det er overbevisning.
You see, many times when God speaks to us,
often når Gud taler til os,
we need to allow it,
så har vi brug for at tillade det,
to gestate,
at fordøje,
to grow in us,
and vokse i os,
until it becomes conviction.
Indtil at det bliver overbevisning.
You know when it's conviction.
Og du ved når det er overbevisning.
When you're prepared to give yourself 100% for what you believe.
Når du er klar til at give dig 100% for det du tror.
I was on a leadership team at one time.
Jeg var på et tidspunkt på et lederteam.
And we were discussing buying a particular property.
Og vi diskuterede om vi skulle købe et bestemt område.
It was a number of buildings.
Eller ejendomme. Det var nogle
bygninger. That were all run down.
Som var slidt ned.
And some land.
Og noget jord.
And there was a lot of talk.
Og der var en masse snak.
We could buy this.
Og vi kunne købe det her.
For this amount of money.
Den her sum penge.
And we could have this amount of use these buildings for this.
Oh, dear building,
we could use them for that.
Det der kunne vi bruge til det der.
And a number of weeks had gone on.
Og der var gået flere uger.
And I kept asking this question every week.
Og hver eneste uge blev jeg ved med at stille det her spørgsmål.
Does anyone have a conviction?
Er der nogen, der har en overbevisning?
That this is the Lord.
Om at det her, det er Herren.
Can you put your hand on your heart?
Kan du lægge hånden
say, I believe God is in this.
Og sige, jeg tror Gud er i det her.
And I'm prepared to give myself fully to it.
Og jeg er beredt til at give mig 100% for det.
And every time I ask that question.
Og hver gang jeg stillede det spørgsmål.
Nobody would give me a clear answer.
Så var der ikke nogen, der gav mig et klart.
Well, you know, we think God is in it.
Vi tror Gud er i det.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't it be good?
Ja, men ville det ikke være godt?
Wouldn't it be this?
Ville det ikke være det?
And why don't we try and find out if we can get some money?
Hvorfor prøver vi ikke at finde ud af, om vi kan få penge?
I said, hang on, we're way ahead of ourselves.
Vil du lidt blive langt foran os selv?
People don't give to good ideas.
Mennesker giver ikke til gode ideer.
They give when the leadership have a conviction.
De giver når lederskabet har en overbevisning.
About the purpose.
Om formålet.
That they're called to.
Det formål de er kaldet til.
Let's try and get this first.
Lad os prøve først at få fat i det.
Well, a few more weeks, a few more months.
Der gik jo en flere uger, nogle flere måneder.
And I was getting, we were talking about it.
Og vi talte om det.
We were praying about
it. Vi bad om det.
But we were not doing anything about it.
Men vi gjorde ikke noget ved det.
And then eventually,
og så til sidst,
I thought, I'm going to really provoke things here.
Så tænkte jeg, okay, nu provokerer jeg de ting.
No, I don't often do things
det,
like that.
Det er sådan noget, gør jeg ikke så tit.
And I thought, I'll do it in this.
Men jeg tænkte, okay, lad mig nu prøve at gøre det.
And I said, I've got an idea.
Og så sagde jeg, jeg har en idé.
If we really feel that this is God,
hvis vi virkelig føler, at det her det er Gud,
if three of us sell our houses,
så hvis tre af os sælger vores hus,
we can buy this property.
Så kan vi købe den her ejendom.
We can do up some of the buildings and live there.
Så kan vi sætte nogle af bygningerne i stand, så kan vi bo
der. We can have it debt free.
Og så kan vi have det helt uden gæld.
And I looked at three of the leaders.
Og så så jeg på tre af lederne.
And I said, you could sell yours.
Du kan sælge dit.
And you can sell yours.
Du kan sælge dit.
And you could sell yours.
Og du kan sælge dit hus.
And I could sell mine.
Og så kan jeg sælge mit.
And it went really quiet.
Og så blev det helt stille.
It went really quiet.
Og det blev virkelig stille.
I said, why don't you go home and talk it over with your wife?
Hvorfor går I ikke hjem og taler med jeres kone om det?
We came back the following week.
Og vi kom tilbage ugen efter.
And nobody wanted to do that.
Og det var der ikke nogen, der ville gøre.
And I said, right, now let's,
okay.
let's bury this.
Så lad os begrave.
Because no one in this room has an ounce of conviction.
Fordi der er ikke nogen her, der har et gram overbevisning.
Because we talk about it,
fordi vi taler
and
om
we
det,
pray about it,
beder om det,
but nobody feels sufficiently convicted.
Men der er ingen, der føler sig fuldstændig overbevist om det her.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hvad jeg taler om.
Leadership has got to have conviction.
Lederskab må have overbevisning.
You understand this?
Forstår det her?
The conviction to take a step.
Overbevisning om at tage et skridt.
That you may have doubts in the back of your mind.
Og det kan være, du har tvivl i baghovedet.
Even once you've taken the step.
Selv efter du har taget skridtet.
We could not move to Denmark without some conviction, Jackie and I.
Vi kunne ikke, Jackie og jeg, flytte til Danmark uden noget overbevisning.
But we've been tested on that many, many times.
Men vi er blevet prøvet på det
mange. And we've had to dialogue together. Is this right?
Og vi har været nødt til at have dialog sammen.
Is the conviction 1 year? Is it 2 years?
Og hvad gælder overbevisning? Er det 1 år? Er det 2 år?
This is year 6.
Nu er det her år 6.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
And the only thing you can do sometimes
og det eneste, du kan gøre nogle
is make a is have a conviction for a certain period.
Er at have en overbevisning for en periode.
You understand what I'm saying
here?
Even the leadership role.
Selv lederrollen.
Would to God that we put people in leadership roles and said, do it for 2 to 3 years.
Tænk hvis vi satte mennesker i lederroller og sagde, gør det her.
So that we give them an honorable way out.
Så de får en ærefuld vej ud af det igen.
And we also give ourselves an honorable way out as church.
Og også som menighed giver os selv en ærefuld vej ud af.
And say, we want you to be have a conviction.
Og siger, vi vil gerne have, at du er overbevist her.
But for 2 years or 3 years.
Men i 2 år eller 3 år.
You understand what I'm saying?
Forstår jeg, hvad jeg siger?
Often in many churches I've been to.
Ofte i mange menigheder jeg har
været. When people get into eldership, it's for life.
Når mennesker kommer i ældreskab, lederskab, så er det for livstid.
And in process of time.
Og så i processen.
The leadership should no longer be there.
Så bør lederskab ikke længere være.
It's very hard to change the leadership.
Men så er det rigtig svært at ændre lederskab.
If you suggest it, they can feel hurt and offended because they served the church so faithfully for so many years.
Forstår det fedt, så kan de jo føle sig såret og stødt, fordi nu har de tjent menigheden.
And there isn't a mechanism for making an honorable change.
Og der er ligesom ikke nogen mekanisme for at lave en ærefuld forandring.
This is not good, folks.
Det her er altså ikke godt, venner.
I've just sent a couple to the Faroe Islands.
Jeg har lige sendt et par til Færøerne.
A young couple who we've trained.
En ung par, som vi har trænet.
They're going to be there for 6 months working with a youth group.
Og de skal være der i 6 måneder og arbejde med en ungdomsgruppe.
And I wrote a 6-page letter to the leadership team.
Og jeg skrev et 6-sider langt brev til lederteamet.
I called it a discussion document.
Og jeg kaldte det et diskussionsdokument.
The first 3 pages.
Og de første 3 sider.
Were things the church could expect of them.
Var ting, som menigheden kunne forvente af dem.
The second 3 pages.
Og de næste
were things they could expect from the church.
Ting, som de burde kunne forvente af menigheden.
And I raised lots of issues that people never talk about when they go into leadership.
Og jeg rejste en hel masse spørgsmål, som mennesker aldrig taler om, når de skal ind i lederskab.
And we've created a mechanism for them to leave or to stay if it works out.
Og vi har skabt en mekanisme for, at de enten kan blive der, hvis det fungerer, eller også tage afsted igen.
But when I was interviewing this couple,
da jeg interviewede det her
and we were talking about many things,
og vi talte om mange ting,
money,
penge,
ministry,
tjeneste,
where to live,
hvor de skulle
all bo, the practical stuff.
Alle de praktiske.
I said, look, folks,
så sagde, hør her, venner,
we're going to talk through all those things.
Vi skal nok tale igen alle de her ting.
But I want to know one thing.
Men jeg vil vide en ting.
Do you have a conviction in your heart that this is right?
Har I en overbevisning i jeres hjerte om, det er det rigtige?
And they both said, we do.
Og det sagde de begge to, det har vi.
Courage and conviction go hand in hand.
Mod og overbevisning må gå hånd i hånd.
You've got to have a conviction about what you're involved
in. Må have en overbevisning om det, du er involveret.
If you're not sure,
hvis ikke du er sikker,
then have a proving time.
Så have sådan en test tid.
Paul recommends that in Timothy.
Faktisk så anbefaler Paulus,
let the deacons first be proved, be tested.
Han siger, lad menighedstjenerne blive prøvet.
Try the ministry for 6 months.
Prøv det i 6 måneder.
And then reevaluate your conviction.
Og så evaluere igen din overbevisning.
Say, I've got enough conviction to make a 6-month commitment.
Og sige, jamen jeg har overbevisning nok til at binde mig for 6 måneder.
Try it.
Så prøv det.
And then reevaluate.
Og så evaluere.
Talk with your spouse.
Og tale med din ægtefælle.
And say, is this conviction growing?
Og sige, vokser min overbevisning her?
Or is it weakening?
Eller bliver den mindre.
And if it's growing,
og hvis den vokser,
make a longer commitment.
Så lav en længere.
If it's weakening,
hvis den bliver mindre,
you have an honorable way out,
så har du en ærefuld udvej.
No shame.
Ikke noget skam over det.
You get this?
Fang af det.
It's very, very important.
Det er meget vigtigt.
And then the third thing,
og det tredje, den tredje ting,
clarity.
Er klarhed.
Now I know leaders who have courage and conviction, but they don't have clarity.
Jeg kender ledere, som har mod og som har overbevisning, men mangler klarhed.
Because conviction begins as an inward burning.
Fordi overbevisningen begynder som sådan en indre brand.
It's like something in you.
Det er som om der er noget i dig.
It says, I know this is right.
Jeg ved det her, det er rigtigt.
But clarity,
men klarhed,
is the ability to turn that conviction into clinical vision.
Er evnen til at forvandle den der overbevisning indtil en overbevisning, som kan kommunikere.
And that's a very important quality in leadership.
Klart, og det er en vigtig kvalitet i ledelse.
Because people can only follow what they can understand.
Fordi mennesker kan kun følge, hvad de kan forstå.
You see, I've met men where I say, I know that you've got conviction.
Jeg har mødt nogen, hvor jeg siger, jeg ved,
I know you've got courage.
Jeg ved, du har mod.
But I don't really understand where you're going.
Men jeg forstår ikke, hvor er du på vej.
I feel nervous committing myself to you.
Så jeg bliver nervøs over at give mig til dig.
I want to understand more.
Jeg vil gerne forstå noget
I
mere.
I need more clarity.
Jeg har brug for mere klarhed.
Now, Habakkuk is told.
Sorry.
Habakkuk, the prophet.
Habakkuk.
Yeah, that's better. Habakkuk.
Habakkuk.
Hamseah.
Hamseah.
He's saying. The Lord said to him,
Han sagde til ham,
write the vision and make it plain.
Skriv visionen ned og gør den tydelig.
He had real conviction.
Han havde virkelig en overbevisning.
But the conviction had to be clarified and articulated.
Men den måtte ligesom udtrykkes og klarlægges.
So that other people could understand it.
Så andre mennesker kunne forstå det.
And even Moses,
og selv Moses,
he writes everything down.
Skriver det hele ned.
For the first time he writes
the land and the promises of God down.
For det første, så skriver han løfterne fra Gud ned.
So that Israel knows.
Og om landet, så
when
Israel
they get to the Jordan,
når de kommer til Jordan,
they know the borders.
Så ved de, hvor grænsen er.
From the Euphrates River.
To
the great sea in the west.
Til det store hav i vest.
It's all defined.
Det hele er defineret.
It's all clarified.
Det hele er klarlagt.
And when they invade the land,
så da de invaderer landet,
and they have to divide it by lot,
og de skal, så skal de ikke dele
they
det,
clarify all the borders.
Så lægger de alle grænserne først.
Now one of the biggest mistakes I experienced when I went into leadership,
en af de største fejltagelser jeg har oplevet, da jeg kom ind i lederskab,
was that nobody really clarified what I was responsible for.
Var der ikke var nogen der ligesom klarlagde, hvad er det jeg er ansvarlig for?
And where are the borders?
Og hvor er grænserne hen?
And so out of my desire to serve,
så ud af min længsel efter at tjene,
I was running myself into the ground.
Så løb jeg mig selv, ja.
I was running here and I was running there.
Ja, jeg løb der.
And in the end,
og til sidst,
I thought this is crazy.
Jeg tænkte, det var helt vanvittigt.
If nobody's going to give me borders, I'll create some of my own.
Hvis ikke der er nogen, der vil give mig nogle grænser, så må jeg selv skabe mig nogle.
And I began to ask the Lord for clarity.
Og så begyndte jeg at bede Herren om klarhed.
What is it I need to do?
Hvad er det jeg må gøre?
What when I stand before you, Lord?
Når jeg står foran dig her.
What are the things you're going to require of me?
Hvad er det så du vil kræve af mig?
And as I clarified,
og som jeg klarlagde
the area of ministry,
området, tænker,
the boundaries and the borders,
grænserne,
it became so much easier to function.
Så blev det så meget lettere at fungere.
And one of the responsibilities of leadership is to help bring clarity.
Og en af lederskabets ansvarsområder er at hjælpe til at bringe klarhed.
We have a student on our program.
Vi har en elev på skolen.
Here was one of his experiences.
Og her er en af hans erfaringer.
His pastor came to him.
Hans pastor kom til ham.
This is not in Denmark, and you'll understand why when I say
ja, det er ikke i Danmark, og det kan jeg forstå hvorfor, når jeg
so I want you to take over this cell group.
Og så sagde han, jeg vil gerne at du skal overtage den her cellegruppe.
It's got 500 people in it.
Der er 500 i den.
That's why you know it's not.
Derfor ved jeg, at det ikke er fra Danmark det her.
Take over this cell group.
Du skal overtage den her cellegruppe.
It's got 500 people.
Der er 500 i den.
And you'll be responsible.
Og dem bliver du ansvarlig for.
And there's an intercession group in this group.
Og der er en forbundsgruppe i gruppen.
And I'm going to put someone else responsible there.
Og der er en anden en, jeg vil sætte som ansvarlig.
And then the pastor went to the man.
Og så gik præsten hen til manden.
Who was responsible for the intercession group?
Som var ansvarlig for forbundsgruppen.
And said, you're responsible for this group.
Og sagde han, du er ansvarlig for den her gruppe.
But actually, you're also responsible for the whole group.
Men du er faktisk også ansvarlig for hele gruppen.
Right? I can't believe that.
Det fatter jeg slet ikke.
I cannot believe that.
Det kan jeg ikke forstå.
Can you imagine the conflict that that created between those two leaders? There is just no clarity.
Der er ingen klarhed.
And from time to time,
og for tid til anden,
especially as things change,
du sagde, som tingene
people varer, come, people go,
kommer,
there is growth.
Der går, folk der er væk.
We need to constantly redefine where's the boundary.
Og så bliver vi nødt til hele tiden at omdefinere, hvor er grænserne hen.
Clarifying where we're going.
Og klarlægge, hvor skal vi hen.
Clarifying what we're responsible for.
Hvad er vi ansvarlige for.
Clarifying who we're responsible to.
Klarlægge, hvem er vi ansvarlige
overfor. Just reviewing it from time to time.
Bare en gang imellem se på det hele igen.
It makes things so much easier.
Det gør tingene så meget lettere.
Without clarity,
uden klarhed,
without vision, people perish.
Vision går folk til grunde.
Or another version says, people cast off restraint.
En anden version siger, der kaster folk bunden af sig.
Or another version says,
en anden oversættelse siger,
people fall apart.
Så falder folk fra hinanden.
People fall apart without boundaries. And in the book of Joshua.
Og Joshua's book.
You know, when I teach Joshua's book,
når jeg underviser om for Joshua's book,
I ask the Lord, why so many chapters on boundaries?
Så spørger jeg ham, hvorfor så mange kapitler om grænser?
Lord, you gave us two chapters on how you created the universe.
Herre, du har givet os to kapitler om, hvordan du har skabt hele.
And you stuck all these chapters in Joshua on boundaries.
Men så kommer alle de her kapitler om grænser i Joshua's book.
What are you trying to say?
Hvad er det, du prøver på at sige?
And it was like a revelation that came to me.
Og det var som en åbenbaring, der kom til mig.
That without boundaries,
uden grænser,
people don't feel secure.
Føler folk sig ikke sikre.
They don't know where their limits are.
Så ved de ikke, hvor deres grænser er.
They don't know when they're moving into someone else's territory.
Og de ved ikke, hvornår de bevæger sig ind i en andens territorium.
You see, Israelites could move freely over the whole of Israel.
Israelitterne kunne bevæge sig frit over hele Israel.
But when they moved into the territory of another tribe,
men når de bevæger sig ind i en andens stammes territorium,
they gave honor to the tribe by recognizing we're in Benjamin's territory.
Så gav de ære til stammen ved at anerkende, nu er vi
i Benjamins territorium. Or we're in Ephraim's territory.
territory.
You see, an honor was given to it.
Så der blev givet ære.
And we need to do the same thing in the body of Christ.
Og vi må gøre det samme i Kristi legeme.
See, I recognize that today I'm on your territory.
Jeg anerkender, at i dag er jeg på jeres territorium.
It's your church, and I'm a servant to you today.
Menighed, og jeg er jeres tjener her i dag.
And I want to be sensitive to honor that.
Og jeg vil gerne være følsom og ære det.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, vi må videre.
And let's talk about three other qualities now.
Og så vil jeg tale om tre andre kvaliteter.
And they're more inward qualities.
Og det er mere nogle indre kvaliteter.
But without these,
men uden dem,
the other qualities alone will not make you really trustworthy as a leader.
Så vil de andre kvaliteter i sig selv ikke gøre dig virkelig pålidelig.
And here are three qualities that I want to outline.
Og her er de tre kvaliteter, jeg gerne vil nævne.
The quality of compassion.
Det er medlidenhed.
Of being contrite or humble.
Det er at være ydmyg.
And then finally, the quality of being connected.
Og endelig kvaliteten at være forbundet.
So compassion.
Så altså medlidenhed.
Contrite.
Ydmyghed og sagmodighed.
And connected.
Og så at være forbundet.
If you read the book of Jeremiah,
hvis du læser Jeremias bog,
here is a man with very deep conviction.
Så har vi en mand med nogle dybe overbevisninger.
A great deal of insight as to what God is doing with the nation.
Stor indsigt i hvad Gud han er ved at gøre ved folk.
And at times he has to make very hard pronouncements.
Og til tider må han komme med nogle virkelig hårde udtalelser.
Both over individuals,
både over enkeltpersoner,
and over nations,
og over nationer.
But when he does it,
men når han gør det,
he does it with a tear in his eye.
Så gør han det med tårer i øjnene.
It is with, filled with compassion.
Det er fyldt med medlidenhed.
When Jesus is looking over Jerusalem,
når Jesus ser ud over Jerusalem,
he begins to weep.
Begynder han at græde.
He says words like this.
Og han siger ord som det her.
If only you had known the hour of your visitation.
Hvis bare du kendte din besøg.
Only you had known.
Hvis bare du havde kendt.
But now these things are hidden from you.
Men nu er de her ting skjult for dig.
And your house is left unto you.
Og dit hus bliver efterladt.
Desolate.
Øde.
It's left desolate.
Det lades øde.
And it didn't fill him with a sense of, there you go, I'm right, I'm vindicated.
Og det fyldte ham ikke med sådan en følelse af, der kan jeg bare se, jeg har ret, nu har jeg fået.
He was rather filled with brokenness and compassion for the very people who had rejected
him.
And I believe it's very important in leadership that we cultivate compassion. Feeling what others feel. The ability to put ourselves into someone else's place. When I was praying and asking the Lord, how do I discipline this brother?
Da jeg bad og spurgte ham, hvordan kan jeg disciplinere den her bror?
Not this brother.
Ikke den her bror.
The one I referred to earlier.
Men ham der, jeg nævnte før.
It was very simple.
Så var det meget enkelt.
The Lord said, imagine you're him.
Forestil dig, at du er ham.
And ask yourself, how would you like someone to deal with you?
Og så spørger jeg selv, hvordan kunne du tænke dig, at der var nogen, der kunne
dig? And I mentally went through a process.
Og så var jeg mentalt i en proces.
How would I want to be contacted?
Hvordan ville jeg gerne kontaktet?
How would I want to be spoken to?
Hvordan ville jeg gerne tale?
How would I want to be supported?
Hvordan kunne jeg tænke mig at blive støttet?
And as I went through that,
og som jeg gik igennem det,
it was then easier to talk to him.
Så var det lettere for mig at tale til ham.
Because with honesty of heart,
fordi helt ærligt af hjertet,
I could say to myself, this is exactly how I would want to be treated.
Kunne jeg sige til mig selv, det er fuldstændig den samme måde, jeg kunne tænke mig at opleve det.
This compassion is something I believe that the Lord gives.
Ja, den her medlidenhed er noget, jeg tror, at Herren giver.
I often say to leaders,
jeg siger ofte til ledere,
use soft words,
brug bløde ord,
and hard arguments.
Og hårde argumenter.
Soft words,
bløde ord,
hard arguments.
Og hårde argumenter.
Always be hard on the issue.
Altid streng og hård på selve spørgsmålet.
Always be soft on the person.
Men vær blød mod personen.
There's a kind of a tension there.
Der er ligesom en eller anden spænding selvfølgelig.
You see, because sometimes when we speak the truth, it comes hard.
Fordi nogle gange, når vi taler sandheden, så kommer den hårdt.
Thou art the man.
Du er manden.
See? That's hard.
Det er hårdt.
Before the cock has crowed, you'll deny me three times.
Så hen har gale, vil du fornægte mig tre gange?
Sometimes we're called to say hard things.
Og nogle gange er vi kaldet til at sige hårde ting.
But then compassion must come through.
Men så må medlidenheden komme med igen.
Satan has desired to have you. He might sift you as wheat.
Satan har forsøgt at få dig og sigte dig som hvede.
But I have prayed for you.
Men jeg har bedt for dig.
That your faith would fail not.
Om at din tro ikke måtte svigte.
I believe this is one of the things that comes through in the life of David.
Og jeg tror, det er en af de ting, vi også ser i Davids.
Where in 1 Samuel 24 and verse 10.
I 1 Samuel 24, 10.
There he is in the cave with King Saul.
Så er han der i hulen.
With the possibility to kill the man who's been chasing and persecuting him.
Med muligheden for at dræbe den mand, som har efterfulgt ham og forfulgt ham.
But he has compassion.
Men han har medlidenhed.
And he stays his hand.
Og han holder hånden tilbage.
And he says, I will not touch the Lord's
anointed. Jeg vil ikke berøre Herrens salvede.
It's out of compassion.
Ud af medlidenhed.
Have you been following the Lord of the Rings?
Har I set det?
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Er I Ringenes Herre fan?
I know some people are bored of the Rings, but
sorry?
Bored of the Rings, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. It doesn't quite work,
it doesn't quite translate.
No, but okay. In that story, I don't know how much of the end. Have you seen the last film? Maybe you haven't seen the last film. Okay, I don't want to spoil it for those of you who are waiting. But in the first movie, there's this ugly creature called Gollum.
So er der den her grimme skabning, der hedder Gollum.
And there's a conversation going on between Gandalf and Frodo.
Og der er en samtale mellem Gandalf og Frodo.
And Frodo says,
og Frodo siger,
I wish that Bilbo had killed him.
Jeg ville ønske, at Bilbo havde slået ham ihjel.
And the wise Gandalf said,
og så siger den vise Gandalf,
Bilbo had pity on him.
Bilbo havde medlidenhed med ham, eller ynkede sig over ham.
And in my heart, I believe he has to part to play in this whole adventure.
Og i mit hjerte tror jeg, at han har en rolle at spille i hele eventyret.
Now, if you've seen the end of the film, you know what I'm talking about.
Og hvis I har set slutningen af filmen, ved I så, hvad jeg taler om.
But compassion for this ugly creature,
den her medlidenhed med den her grimme skabning,
turns out to be one of the key things at the end of the film.
Vender sig til at blive et af nøgletingene, når slutningen.
You see, Jesus looked at the multitude and he was filled with compassion.
Jesus så på skaren og så yndede sig om, fyldt med medlidenhed.
Sometimes in our desire to be courageous leaders,
og nogle gange i vores længsel efter at være de her modige ledere,
we can over time distance ourselves from the feeling of the flock.
Så kan vi til tider distancere os selv fra flokkens følelser.
And so an inward quality,
så en indre kvalitet,
must be,
må være,
compassion,
medlidenhed,
compassion,
medlidenhed.
And right alongside of that,
og sammen med det,
comes being connected.
Kommer det her med at være forbundet.
Being connected.
At være forbundet.
You know, many seminaries that the generation I have lived in and before me.
Mange af de seminarer, som den generation jeg har levet i og også generationer før mig,
have taught leaders.
I har undervist ledere,
not to get too close to your people.
Om ikke at komme for tæt på folket.
Because if you get close to them, they'll see your weakness.
Fordi hvis de kommer for tæt på dig, så ser de din svaghed.
And they'll have something over you.
Og så har de noget på dig.
So keep yourself a little distance.
Så hold dig selv lidt distanceret.
I want to say exactly the opposite.
Jeg vil gerne sige det fuldstændig modsatte.
I want to say, don't be afraid for people to know what your weakness is.
Jeg vil gerne sige, vær ikke bange for at folk de ved hvad din svaghed er.
Because if they've got an ounce of intelligence, they'll get it anyway.
Fordi hvis bare de har et gram intelligens, så finder de ud af det.
You may think they don't see it.
Det kan godt være, at du ikke tror de ser det.
But live with them long enough, and they'll see it.
Det var længe nok med dem, så ser de.
You see, it's not about hiding our weaknesses.
Det handler ikke om at skjule vores ved.
It's about knowing what they are.
Det handler om at vide hvad det er.
And then playing to one another's strengths.
Og så spille op til hinandens styrker.
Now I try and work with this on every leadership team I'm a part of.
Og jeg prøver at arbejde med det på hvilken som helst lederteam jeg er en del af.
Sometimes I say to folk,
nogle gange så siger jeg til mennesker,
you know, in this area,
på det her område,
you're not very good.
Der er du altså ikke ret god.
And no one's ever said that to them before.
Og det er der aldrig nogen, der har
They've
sagt
been too polite.
De har været alt for høflige.
You're not very good in this.
Du er ikke god til det her.
But you're really good in this.
Men du er rigtig god til det her.
And I want to move you more out of here and more into here.
Så det er gerne, at du tager noget ud af det her, og lidt mere
ind
i det her område.
Now, that is part of leadership.
Det er en del af lederskab.
But that can only come when you're connected to people.
Men det kan kun komme, hvis du er forbundet med mennesker.
You see, if you just use the clarity bit,
hvis du bare bruger
and the courage bit, and the conviction bit,
og bevisen,
without the connected bit,
uden den forbundne,
then people can get offended.
Så kan mennesker blive stødt.
I've been doing this job 5 years.
Det har jeg gjort i 5 år.
You come here in 6 months, you think you know what you're doing.
Så kommer du her og efter 6 måneder, så tror du ved, hvad du gør.
You understand?
Forstår jeg.
But when people feel that you're connected,
men når mennesker føler, at I er forbundet,
and compassionate,
og føler,
you know what they're going through.
Du ved, hvad det er, de går igennem.
It's easier.
Så er det lettere.
I'm not saying it's easy.
Det er ikke det.
I'm saying it's easier.
Det er lettere.
They still will go through some things.
De kommer stadig til at gå.
You still might experience some tension.
Og der kan stadig være nogle spændinger, du oplever.
But it will make being together,
men det vil gøre det at være sammen,
more real.
Mere vigtigt.
And if there's one thing we need more and more in the church, it's reality.
Og hvis der er noget, vi har brug for mere og mere i kirken, så er det ægte.
Here I am. Here's my strength. Here's my weaknesses.
Her er mine styrker og her er mine svagheder.
And instead of exposing one another's weaknesses,
og i stedet for at udstille hinandens svagheder,
we can cover them.
Kan vi dække dem?
By playing to one another's strength.
Ved at spille op til hinandens styrker.
Understand this.
Så står det.
And then the final quality,
den sidste kvalitet,
is this quality of being contrite or humble.
Den her kvalitet er med at være sagmodig og ydmyg.
Every leader is going to make mistakes.
Hver eneste leder vil lave fejl.
The issue is not so much the mistake that you make.
Spørgsmålet er ikke så meget de fejl du laver.
But how you choose to respond after you've made it.
Men hvordan du vælger at reagere på det når du har lavet.
You see, David made some big mistakes.
Se, David lavede nogle kæmpe fejl.
And he covered what he did.
Og dækkede, skjulte, hvad han
until
gjorde.
It was finally exposed by the prophet.
Indtil det endelig blev udstillet af profeten.
But when he confessed it,
men da han bekendte det.
He went through a process,
so, gik han igennem en proces,
where God worked on the inside.
Hvor Gud arbejdede i ham.
And in Psalm 51, we have a very beautiful song there.
Og i Psalm 51, så har vi en meget smuk sang.
Where David says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in me."
Hvor David siger, skab i mig et rent hjerte. Forny din ånd i mig.
And he makes this statement.
Og han kommer med den her udtalelse.
A broken and a contrite heart, you will not despise.
Og en sønderknust eller nedbøjet ånd foragter du ikke.
In Isaiah 66. The Lord says to Isaiah, I dwell in the heavens. I dwell in the heavens where no man can go, and the earth is my footstool. And I live there. But I also dwell with him who is of a contrite heart and who trembles at my word. Isn't that beautiful? God lives in two places. He's got two addresses.
Han har to adresser.
One is in heaven.
Det ene er i himlen.
Where we're going to go one day.
Hvor en dag vi skal hen.
But he dwells.
Men han bor også.
In the individual.
I den enkelte.
Who has a contrite heart.
Som har en nedbøjet.
A humble heart.
Et ydmygt hjerte.
And I believe that humility.
Og jeg tror at ydmyghed.
Helps to gain us credibility.
Hjælper til at give os troværdighed.
See, when you can admit that something was wrong,
når du kan indrømme at noget var forkert,
and look at people in the eye,
og se mennesker i øjnene,
and say, I'm sorry,
og sige, jeg er ked af det,
I got that wrong.
Det er der, tror jeg fejl.
Please forgive me.
Vil du ikke nok tilgive mig?
See, I believe that creates so much opportunity for healing.
Det skaber så mange muligheder, tror jeg, for helbred,
and for moving forward.
Og for at kunne komme fremad og videre.
We're talking about tension here.
Vi taler om nogle spændinger her.
Men who are courageous.
Mennesker, som altså er modige.
And women.
Og kvinder.
Who have conviction.
Som har overbevisninger.
Who are able to clarify where it is they're going. What it is they're doing.
Hvad er det, jeg gør? Hvor er det, vi skal hen?
But not infallible.
Men ikke ufejlbarlige.
So therefore, they need these inward qualities.
Og derfor må de have de her indre kvaliteter.
Of being able to be contrite and humble when they're wrong.
Hvor de er stand til at være ydmyge og nedbøjet.
Of staying connected to people. And compassionate. And I believe this is the kind of leadership we need to aspire to. And to work with. And we don't begin there, you know. This is, it's a journey. But I think that these are good goals for leadership to keep in mind.
Men det er nogle gode mål for lederskabet at have i tanke.
And remember that God knows us.
Og husk, Gud kender.
God understands us.
Gud forstår.
The more we dwell upon the character of Jesus.
Jo mere vi dvæler ved Jesu karakter.
And our hearts stay open to him.
Og vores hjerter forbliver åbne over for ham.
The more we're going to find that together we're becoming like him.
Jo mere finder vi også at vi sammen bliver ligesom ham.
And I want to say to some of you younger folks.
Jeg vil gerne sige til nogle af jer yngre.
Don't be afraid to take the mantle of leadership.
Vær ikke bange for at tage lederskabets kappe på.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Lad ikke frygt holde dig tilbage.
Don't let the bad experiences of the past hold you back.
Lad ikke de dårlige oplevelser fra fortiden holde dig tilbage.
But open your heart to God.
Åbn dit hjerte for Gud.
To a call to come.
Så der kan komme et kald.
Because we need good leaders.
Fordi vi har brug for gode
we
ledere.
Need a new generation.
Og vi har brug for en ny generation af ledere.
And just be open in your heart for God to do something.
I dit hjerte.
Even in a very small area.
Selv på et lille område.
And as you open your heart,
og som du åbner dit hjerte,
and God speaks to you,
og Gud taler til dig,
have the courage to step out.
Så have mod til at træde.
Within the boundaries of everything that I've shared this morning.
Inden for grænserne af alt det jeg nu har sagt her til morgen.
Okay.
Okay.
Now what I'd like to do is I'd like to pray.
Jeg tænker på at vi
I'm just going to ask the Lord to come and minister to us.
Jeg vil bede Gud om at komme og betjene os.
And I think the Lord will lead me as we just open our hearts before.
Så tror jeg han vil lede os, hvis vi bare vender vores hjerter mod ham.
You don't have to do anything.
Du behøver ikke at gøre noget som helst.
I don't think I'm going to ask you to respond in a particular way.
Jeg tror ikke at jeg vil få jer til at give gensvar på.
But just as we pray together now.
Men som vi nu beder sammen.
Just open your heart to the Lord.
Så åbn dit hjerte til Gud.
Father, I thank you for this company of people.
Far, jeg takker dig for den her gruppe mennesker.
I thank you that we can share in fellowship today.
Tak fordi at vi kan dele i fællesskab i dag.
And I thank you, Lord, that your hand is on this place.
Og takker dig, Herre, fordi at din hånd er på det her sted.
Your hand is on the lives of the people in this place.
Og din hånd er over menneskers liv.
And I thank you, Lord, that this company of people.
Og takker dig, Herre, fordi den her gruppe mennesker
is connected to many, many other people.
Er forbundet med mange, mange andre mennesker.
And each one of them is giving and receiving in some way.
Giver og modtager på en eller anden måde.
And I pray, Father, that every person here
om at hver eneste person her
begins to aspire to be this type of a leader.
Må begynde at efterstræbe at være den slags leder.
Maybe not a leader of a church.
Måske ikke en leder af en kirke.
But the leader of a small prayer group.
Men leder af en lille bedegruppe.
Or maybe the leader within a company in a business.
Eller måske leder i en forretning.
Where they're having influence in an office.
Hvor de har indflydelse.
Or at a university.
På et universitet.
Or on a study program.
I et studieprogram.
Influencing people around them.
Hvor de påvirker mennesker omkring.
In this kind of way.
På den her måde.
And I pray, Father.
Og jeg beder, Far.
That you would help this company of people move into a new level of leadership.
Om at du vil hjælpe de her mennesker til at bevæge sig ind i et nyt niveau af lederskab.
A new level of courage.
Et nyt niveau af mod.
A new level of conviction.
Et nyt niveau af overbevisning.
And I pray for an open heaven to come.
Og jeg beder om at der vil komme en åben himmel.
So that there can be a clarity of purpose.
Så der kan være en klarhed af formålet.
I ask that especially for the leadership team here.
Beder jeg specielt om for lederteamet her.
An increasing conviction together.
En forøget overbevisning.
About direction.
Om retning.
About roles.
Om roller.
About responsibilities.
Om ansvarsområder.
About boundaries.
Om grænser.
Let it come, Father.
Må det komme.
Let clarity come.
Lad klarhed komme.
And as the clarity comes,
og som klarheden kommer,
give them words to express it.
Så giv dem ord til at kunne udtrykke det.
Words that will make it easy for others to see, ah, this is what it is.
Ord der vil gøre det lettere for andre at sige, ah, okay, det er det, det drejer sig.
And I pray for compassion to continue.
Jeg beder om at medlidenhed må fortsætte.
And I thank you, Lord, that that is part of this fellowship.
Jeg takker dig, Herre, fordi det er en del af det her fællesskab.
But I ask that it would grow.
Jeg beder om at det må vokse.
I thank you that we can know the length and the breadth and the height and the depth of the love of Jesus.
Tak Herre, fordi vi kan kende længden og bredden og højden og dybden af Kristi kærlighed.
And I pray for an enlargement to come.
Og jeg beder om en forøgelse her.
An enlargement.
En forøgelse.
An enlargement of heart.
Forøg vores hjerter.
Lord, you're able to do it.
Det kan du gøre, Herre.
And I pray for not only a connectedness,
og jeg beder ikke kun om forbundethed,
but for a reconnectedness.
Men jeg beder om en ny.
I pray for the relationships that have been strained.
Jeg beder om for relationer der har været under pres.
The ones inside the church,
både i menigheden,
the ones outside the church,
og uden for menigheden.
And I ask for a new reconnectedness.
Og jeg beder om en ny forbundethed måske.
Help that to happen.
Hjælp det til at ske her.
Help us to get close to one another.
Hjælp os til at komme tæt på hinanden.
I pray for the ability to be self-disclosing.
Jeg beder om en evne til at afsløre sig selv.
To the right people at the right time.
Og for de rigtige mennesker på det rigtige tidspunkt.
Not to hide who we are.
Og ikke skjule hvem vi er.
But to open up and share who we are.
Men at åbne op og dele hvem vi er.
I pray for that.
Det beder jeg om.
I ask Holy Spirit.
Og jeg beder Helligånd om,
that through that connectedness,
om at igennem den forbundet,
there would be such a sense of unity,
at der må være sådan en fornemmelse
af enhed
og styrke,
that even though the assembly here,
at selvom forsamlingen her,
is not big,
ikke er stor,
it will do big things for you,
at den så vil gøre store ting for dig.
Thank you, Lord. Size doesn't matter to you.
Tak her, fordi størrelsen ikke betyder for dig.
But unity of spirit does.
Men enhed i ånden gør.
And I pray for that for this
company. Og du beder
om. And I ask, Lord,
og jeg beder, Herre,
that a contrite spirit
om at en nedbøjet ånd
would continue to remain over the leadership.
Må vedblive at være over lederskabet.
Lord, when we begin humbly.
Herre, når vi begynder, så begynder vi ydmygt.
When we succeed,
når vi lykkes,
we sometimes get puffed up.
Det vil nogle gange opblæste.
Keep us humble in our successes as well as our failures.
Bevar os ydmygt både i vores succeser og vores fejlfelt.
I pray that for this company.
Og det beder jeg. For den her gode
the success does not rob them of a contrite spirit.
Det er, at succes ikke må berøve dem deres nedbøjede ånd.
But the contrite spirit runs like a red vein throughout the successes.
Men at den ydmyge nedbøjede ånd må løbe igennem deres succeser.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
I also would like to pray for anyone who is